Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Danny McConnell of the Business Post sitting in for Matt this evening. Now it's time for the last word on the US, and I'm joined as always by Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas. Cal, can I start with you? Zelensky, Trump, where are we at? And in terms of all of the negotiations that have been going on, a lot of diplomatic attention over the last few days, but it seems we're no closer to a deal than maybe we were even a week ago.
Well, you have to remember, Daniel, that you can't negotiate with evil. Putin has already made clear his intentions, and that is to grab all of Ukraine and then reclaim the old Soviet satellites. That's the only promise that he has made that he should be taken seriously about. This initial 28-point document that was exposed over last weekend would require Ukraine to surrender its eastern Donbass region as well as Crimea and a lot of other territory. It basically looks like it was written by Putin himself. Putin understands that he holds the key to Trump's desire to get the Nobel Peace Prize. If he were to give in, even for a little bit, and Trump won it, he being Trump, would owe Putin big time. It's just amazing to me that Trump continues to praise Putin as his great friend, along with some of these other terrible dictators and murderers, and he's going against Zelensky, a sovereign nation which was invaded by Russia and deserves to be repelled.
Marion, Donald Trump is famed for the art of the deal, but as Cal says, his 28-point plan is sort of the art of the capitulation, really, isn't it?
Well, just first of all, I agree with absolutely everything that Cal just said there. But this there's something so hinky about this whole thing. And I put it down to J.D. Vance. And I think the backdrop of this is that there's a power struggle going on at the moment between J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, because they both have their eye on 2028 at the moment. It seems that J.D. Vance, who is a big fan of Putin's, who is all in step with Putin's white supremacist ideals, his big macho oligarchy type, you know, modus operandi. And so it seems that he phoned Zelensky last week and he said to him, take or leave this deal. President Trump's running out of patience. Then he dispatched his big buddy, Dan Driscoll, the US Army Secretary. And it is so unusual to send an Army Secretary to do negotiations. That just doesn't happen. Sent him off to Kiev to say, you've no choice, sign this. Then the Europeans, it got leaked. The Europeans got to hear about it. Zelensky held firm and was quite smart. And then the whole thing blew up in Vance and Driscoll's face. And by the way, what was Jared Kushner doing there? Why is he even involved in this? And Steve Witkoff, it's because I think that the Russians offered them possibly concessions for investment in these territories, possibly energy, possibly who knows what. But this is all so suspect. And then, of course, we have Putin's big buddy in there as well, Kirill Dmitriev, who runs this big sovereign wealth fund. And to me, it seems like Trump didn't even know what was in that 28-point plan. Now, everything that was in it that totally was a concession to Russia, which is exactly where we were around Alaska, has been taken out. So why on earth would Putin agree to any of this now? Because the things that he wanted are now gone out of the deal. Zelensky is very cleverly saying he wants to talk to Trump directly. He doesn't trust Vance or any of these guys. Why would he? But Trump just wants the trophy on the wall, the notch on the bedpost, the Nobel Prize. He just wants the deal for the sake of the deal. And he couldn't care less what happens to Ukraine as a result. But the Europeans have a very different approach. And so naturally does Zelensky. I see this going nowhere. I think it's just kicking the ball down the road. And that serves Putin's purpose because he is getting more territory. He can grind this out for another year, 2 years, 5 years, and just keep trying to get territory all the way. So I don't see him agreeing to any of this.
Cal, we saw 6 people killed overnight in Kyiv. And we obviously see the Ukrainians looking for a meeting with Donald Trump as early as possible. How likely is that meeting in Washington this week, or do you think are we likely to see kind of the negotiations happen off-site between various parties rather than a sort of a bilateral summit between the two leaders?
Well, Trump has offered our Thanksgiving Day on Thursday as his deadline for an agreement. Now, clearly, that's not going to happen. I doubt seriously that Zelensky is going to come to Washington or even Mar-a-Lago because Trump is leaving late tomorrow for his Florida home. And unless he invites Zelensky to go there, I don't know what the purpose is. I mean, Zelensky has said he's not going to give up that territory, and Putin says he's not going to give up capturing that and more territory. So what's to negotiate? Nobody's giving anything, and I don't think a meeting is going to happen anytime soon. Maybe after Thanksgiving, maybe next week, but certainly not by Trump's deadline Thursday.
Marion, how seriously is Donald Trump and his administration taking this coalition of the willing? Like, do they give a crap about what Europe is saying, or are they just saying they, like you say, he's looking for that Nobel Peace Prize, or as you alluded to as well, are Jared Kushner and his acolytes looking to pick over the bones of some possible investment deals?
Oh, I think there's very little doubt about the latter, but certainly, look, the point is that America isn't paying for this war. America hasn't given a penny to Ukraine since Biden was in power, and a lot of that money was also blocked. Europe has donated a lot more in terms of economic aid and now in terms of all kinds of financial support than Trump has, and then the Trump administration has considerably more. So Trump isn't really in a position to call the shots. He's not paying the piper here. He's not donating anything to keeping Ukraine intact or to giving Zelensky the smallest fighting chance of winning. He's saying if you want American stuff, you can pay for it, which I think is actually okay. And if the Europeans, I think the Europeans should have been doing more anyway, because it is on their doorstep. But you know, he cannot say to Europe, Zelensky has to take this deal, because Europe does not want it. If you look at what that deal means for Europe, it's atrocious. Mm. You know, so I think the Europeans, it has had one positive result in that it's forced them to grow up and grow some spines and work together. And I think that is to Europe's benefit in the long run when you have somebody as capricious and unreliable and frankly immoral as Trump in the White House.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus and most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Let's move on. Carl, a judge has dismissed the case against former FBI Director James Comey, and the New York's Attorney General Letitia James was essentially unlawfully appointed. What's the reaction been in Washington to this ruling?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of people, including people who may be on the friendlier terms of Trump, regard this as a just revenge. You recall that Trump said when he was campaigning for president the second time, he was asked whether he intended to take revenge on his political enemies. And he said, no, my success will be the only revenge that I need to take. Well, that is certainly gone by the wayside. These indictments were shallow to begin with. Plus, I think the judge was correct that the appointment of the prosecutor, who was a temporary and wasn't confirmed, was illegal. So I think the Comey statute of limitations on him has run out. And the Letitia James case involving a mortgage for a house in Norfolk, Virginia, that Trump claims was illegally obtained because she claimed it as a primary residence, that could be brought back. But most Americans are more concerned with things like prices and other stuff that affect them. Trump needs to get off this train. It's going nowhere.
Marion, Cal has talked about the statute of limitations there, but we know that U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has vowed to appeal the rulings. How likely are we to see kind of James Comey back in court?
Oh, very unlikely. And again, Cal, we're in full agreement here. Must be Thanksgiving.
What's going on?
But James Comey is done. That ship has sailed now. And I think that it was very humiliating. All it did was expose not just the vindictiveness of the Department of Justice, but its incompetence. I mean, they get this woman, Lindsay Halligan, who was an insurance lawyer who'd never stepped inside a court. And she's the only person who'll do it after Eric Siebert resigns and all the other prosecutors refuse to touch it. And then It's clearly, and the word malice, I think what Comey has now is a really good civil case against the government at some point for malicious prosecution. And I hope he brings it, you know, because they're never going to get him. And exactly as Cal says with that issue, James, do the American people really want to see some nebulous fraud case, mortgage fraud? Do they think they get a jury that would even convict her? Pam Bondi has to say she's appealing it because she looks so idiotic at the moment. But I really don't see how there's any grounds for that. And this judge was very careful to use the Supreme Court, the conservative judge's reasons for insisting that somebody has to be properly appointed. And so I don't see how the court can find against their own previous findings, even if Bondi gets it together to know how to launch an appeal, which is by no means certain. And as I say, the other thing that I think this saved them from themselves, this woman, Lindsay Halligan, did some really skeevy stuff with the final indictment. Whether it was incompetence or something more sinister, we don't know, but she didn't give the same final indictment to the grand jury. It seems that there was a bit of... what's that expression? Bait and switch. I nearly said it backwards there, going on. And that there was other serious irregularities with how she handled this case in the first place, which would have all come out in court in a full hearing. So I think that maybe the judge actually did the Trump and the Department of Justice a favour by stopping it dead in its tracks here, because the longer this went on, the more embarrassing it was going to get.
Kyle, the Pentagon on Monday said it was investigating Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat for Arizona, for, in quotes, serious allegations of misconduct. What is all this about?
Well, there were six Democrats who did this video encouraging members of the military and other people to defy any what they called illegal orders from President Trump. Now, a couple of them have been interviewed on television and asked, well, what illegal orders are you talking about? And they couldn't say. So I think this is just a political stunt. The Democrats don't even have any bad ideas anymore. They're just always after Trump. And just as, Trump is majoring on things that most Americans don't care about. The Democrats are majoring on things that most people don't care about. If you look at the Gallup poll, the favorability rating for Congress is as low as I've ever seen it. But they don't get the message. Get back to things like food prices and other things that really affect most Americans, not this silly political infighting.
Marion, this video has drawn the ire of Donald Trump, who called for the lawmakers to be punished and suggested that they may even be executed.
Yeah, he reposted something that somebody else posted something. He accused him of sedition. You know what? It is, I kind of agree with Cal up to a point here. But what the point they were making is that at the moment, the US Navy has blown up 21 ships in the Caribbean. Nobody knows, are these just fishermen trying to make a living? Nobody knows, are they drug smugglers? Nobody, if they are, you know, bring them in, arrest them, board their ships, confiscate their stuff, destroy it, and then prosecute them appropriately. But they're going down, just blowing up these ships without anybody knowing any reason other than Trump claims they're narco-terrorists, so therefore they must be. It's an absolute violation of God knows many international laws. So I think that six people who had military intelligence backgrounds were referring to that. But then, of course, Pete Hegseth has to go one further, and he says that he's opening a Pentagon inquiry into Senator Mark Kelly, who was a former Navy captain and astronaut, several grades higher in the Army than Pete Hegseth ever got near, won so many more awards than Pete Hegseth could ever even dream of. And Hegseth says that he's going to basically start the process for a court-martial, that he'll be called back because he's now retired, and then court-martialed for sedition or whatever. It's an absolute nonsense, and it's an embarrassment. And they're entitled to, I mean, whether or not, Cal, you think that it's a waste of their time, but they're entitled to stand up and say, as former military, we're telling you you don't have to obey illegal orders. And that could mean also sending the troops into American cities. And as Trump said, learning, you know, using American cities as training grounds for US soldiers, they can refuse to do that as well. So look, it's a distraction from, I think, what American people really care about at the moment, which is the cost of living. Nothing is getting cheaper and people are getting really fed up.
Well, sadly, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. We are actually way over time. But to Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas, as always, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.